Forgiveness. Study 3. The Gift. Steve Hindman. The following is a summary of the transcript of the study prepared using the AI facility ChatGPT OpenAI. This audio version has been recorded using the app Speechify. Romans 5 is a rich and profound chapter that captures the essence of sin, forgiveness, and God's incredible love and grace. In our last session, we delved deeply into the magnitude of sin, emphasizing that all sin, regardless of its perceived size, separates us from God and necessitates forgiveness. We examined the parable of the prodigal son, highlighting our immense need for forgiveness, and began exploring the parable of the unforgiving creditor. Today, we shift our focus to the unparalleled gift of forgiveness and God's remarkable kindness in extending it to us. To fully appreciate this gift, we must distinguish between the consequences of sin and forgiveness itself. God's mercy often allows us to experience the consequences of our sins as a corrective measure, teaching us valuable lessons and fostering growth. Just as a loving parent disciplines their child to instill understanding and change behavior, God leaves us with the consequences of our actions to guide us away from sin. Consider a toddler reaching for a hot heater despite warnings. While a parent might intervene to prevent harm, God allows us to face the natural outcomes of our choices. This approach helps us understand the seriousness of sin and its repercussions. God's grace erases sin, but the lasting consequences serve as a tool to teach us and prevent repetition. David's experience exemplifies this principle. Despite being forgiven, he endured the painful consequences of his actions, which profoundly shaped his understanding and relationship with God. Suffering, therefore, becomes a means for God to refine and mold us, forming us into vessels fit for his kingdom. The ultimate expression of this concept is seen in the life and sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 5:7-8 illustrates how even Christ learned obedience through suffering. God's design allows suffering to cultivate growth and maturity, preparing us for eternity. We are reminded that death itself is a consequence of sin inherited from Adam. However, through Christ's resurrection, we have the hope of eternal life. Our personal sins may hold us in the grave, but Christ's sinless life and sacrificial death offer us redemption and resurrection. Returning to the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15:20, we see the father's compassion and eagerness to forgive. This mirrors God's response to our repentance. He runs to us with open arms, offering forgiveness through the sacrifice of his son. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us, demonstrating God's profound love. The gift of forgiveness is not only a covering for our sins, but also spiritual nourishment. As Jesus explained in John 6:53-56, we are to partake in his life, embodying his teachings and example. This participation in Christ's life brings reconciliation with God, producing a peace that surpasses understanding. Despite the world's anxieties and turmoil, we possess a peace rooted in our faith and trust in God's sovereignty. This peace, a result of being justified by faith, sustains us through life's challenges. God's gift of forgiveness, prepared long before we existed, reflects his incredible love and foresight. It is a divine, supernatural gift that reconciles us to him and grants us eternal life. Isaiah 53 powerfully portrays the suffering servant Jesus Christ, who bore our sins and afflictions, making intercession for us and securing our salvation. God's gift of forgiveness is extraordinary, given at great personal cost. It is a gift we could never earn or repay, yet it is freely offered to us. Our response should be one of gratitude, faith, and a desire to live in accordance with His will. As we embrace this gift, we experience peace, hope, and the assurance of eternal life with our loving Father. The stories of David and Bathsheba, Adam and Eve, and Cain and Abel illustrate the profound nature of God's approach to sin and repentance, highlighting His proactive nature in seeking reconciliation with humanity. In the story of David and Bathsheba, David, after committing adultery with Bathsheba and orchestrating the murder of her husband Uriah, finds himself unable to face God. The narrative demonstrates a fatherly God who, unable to bear the silence, sends the prophet Nathan to confront David. This intervention emphasizes God's deep desire for His people to return to Him and confess their sins, showing His willingness to initiate the process of reconciliation. The account of Adam and Eve portrays a similar scenario. After their disobedience in the Garden of Eden, they hide from God, feeling ashamed and fearful. God's response is to seek them out, asking, "Where are you?" This question, despite God's omniscience, serves to encourage Adam and Eve to acknowledge their wrongdoing, initiating a dialogue that is essential for their healing and restoration. In the case of Cain and Abel, after Cain commits the first murder by killing his brother Abel, God again seeks out the sinner, asking Cain where Abel is. Cain's dismissive response, "Am I my brother's keeper?" highlights his refusal to accept responsibility. God's questioning is intended to elicit a confession and to start the healing process, demonstrating His proactive nature in addressing sin. These narratives collectively underscore a God who seeks out sinners to initiate repentance and healing. This divine initiative is mirrored in how God deals with us today, using various means, including people, circumstances, and His Word, to draw us back to Him. This is reflected in scriptures like Zechariah 1:3, where God calls for a return to Him, promising His return to us. The concept of God's grace and forgiveness is further expanded in the New Testament, particularly in Romans 5. Paul explains that God's grace is abundantly greater than sin, using the phrase "much more" to emphasize the superabundance of grace available to us. He assures us that no amount of sin can surpass God's grace, encouraging believers to trust in this overwhelming grace rather than feeling hopeless. However, Paul also warns against abusing this grace, reminding believers that grace is not a license to continue sinning but a call to live righteously. Ephesians 2 reinforces this by describing believers as being alive in Christ and seated in heavenly places, a present reality due to God's rich mercy and love. The unforgivable sin is essentially the rejection of God's grace. This is illustrated in Genesis 4 with Cain's statement, "My punishment is greater than I can bear," which, correctly translated, means, "My iniquity is greater than can be forgiven." Cain's lack of faith in God's forgiveness limits God's ability to forgive him, underscoring the importance of understanding and believing in God's character as forgiving and merciful. The overarching theme is that God's grace is limitless, and He is always willing to forgive. Our role is to believe in His ability to forgive and to accept His grace through faith. This belief leads to a transformed life, one that reflects gratitude and a willingness to extend forgiveness to others, just as we have received it from God.